So it's winter break and you're wanting to get ahead without sacrificing your entire winter break. The first 2 years of teaching, I was always spending my entire break working. I would plop my stacks of papers in front of the TV and binge watch Friends and Christmas movies, trying to get ahead. But there was just one problem. The problem was that no matter how hard I worked, by the time school started back up after the break, didn't feel in the least bit rested. And that's because I had spent my entire break working and grading and creating lesson plans because I didn't know there was another way to get ahead without sacrificing my breaks to get ahead. So around my second year, I started diving into time management strategies and hacks, and I took courses, listened to podcasts, and I quickly discovered that there were actually three simple steps to get ahead and for the upcoming school year or for the rest of the school year. And that's what we're going to dive in. So let's jump in. Hey, teacher bestie, my name's Helena, and I'm the creator of the Present Teacher Podcast. I'm a first-year teacher coach, and in this podcast, you are going to learn everything from simple, actionable classroom management, social-emotional learning, and teacher wellness strategies. You know that impact you want to make in the classroom? Well, we're going to make it happen here. So the first thing you want to do if you're trying to get ahead over winter break is you want to pick a goal. So what exactly do you want to get ahead in? Well, yes, it would be nice to get ahead in everything. It's not really realistic, and it's a little more easy to focus on one specific thing you want to get ahead on. So the question is, what do you want to work on? What do you want to get ahead in? Is that lesson planning? Is that grading? Maybe you want to get ahead in your weekly newsletters over break. Maybe you want to prep out all your lessons ahead of time. But pick the things you want to get ahead in and make a goal. So for example, this could look like I will get ahead or get 1 month ahead in lesson planning over winter break. Maybe it's I will get caught up with grading so when I come back, I'm not falling behind for report cards. Either way, pick something and make a goal. Now, something I teach often, and I know as a teacher you're more than familiar with, is to make a SMART goal. So make sure it's specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time sensitive. You want to make specific goals of what you want to get ahead on over winter break. The next thing you want to do, so as a quick review, the first thing you want to do is pick a goal of what you want to get ahead on over winter break. Now, just a bit of a backstory, I once tried to get ahead on my lesson planning, my grading, and I felt absolutely exhausted because I was trying to do it all. That's why I recommend picking anywhere from 1 to 3 things that you want to work on over winter break to get ahead. The second step you want to do in order to get ahead is you want to theme your days. Assign a theme or a get-to-do for the day. For example, maybe the first Monday of your break, you want to work on lesson planning. Maybe the second day of your break, you want to work on grading. Now, I'm not trying to do everything every single day. I'm picking one main focus and getting as far as I can in allotted time. This minimizes the amount of overwhelm you'll run into, and it helps you feel more productive. And there's this thing called task switching, where your mind has to focus anywhere from 7 to 21 minutes when you go from one task to another. So for example, as a teacher, you're probably very familiar with this. You start writing lesson plans, and then a student comes in during your prep and needs help with something. It'll take you anywhere from 7 to 21 minutes to be fully focused and at your high efficiency level deep into that task. That's why instead I recommend theming your days. Picking one thing you want to work on that day minimizes the amount of task switching you have to do because you're focusing on one task. This is a lot like Henry Ford in the assembly line. If you do one thing repetitively, you'll slowly get more efficient at it, and that's the whole idea of theming your days. So figure out which days you want to work. Now, I do want to recommend that you don't work every single day. Maybe pick 2 to 3 days out of your winter break that you want to work on and assign a theme for that day. So again, an example of this could be maybe my 3 goals I wanted to work on over winter break was to get a month ahead in lesson planning, to get caught up in grading, and to batch out my weekly newsletter to my family. He's got 4 weeks worth done. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, on Monday, I'm going to work on lesson planning and I'm going to write 4 lesson plans or 4 weeks worth of lesson plans. On Tuesday, I am going to get caught up on grading. I'm going to set on a timer for 2 to 3 hours and I'm going to sit there, watch my favorite movie and grade. Maybe on Wednesday, then I want to write out my 4 weekly newsletters to my families. So that's an example of what theming your days would look like. Going over what you need to do in order to get to work ahead over winter break again, the first thing you need to do is you need to pick your goals. I don't recommend any more than 5. You want to theme your days, so 3 should be plenty, maybe 5 at the max. The second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to theme your days. Assign 1 get-to-do task for the day. Like I said earlier, Monday could be lesson planning, Tuesday could be grading, Wednesday could be communication. Next, the third step you want to do is to set a limit. Now, there's a term in the time management world where, or a quote in the time management world where however long you give yourself to do something, that's how long it's going to take you. So for example, if you say, tomorrow I'm going to lesson plan and I have no amount of time, I have nothing going on, my focus is just to lesson plan, my goal is just to lesson plan, I'm going to be lesson planning all day, even if it's just to do 1 week's worth of lesson plans or maybe 2 weeks worth of lesson plans. So let's say tomorrow I'm saying, oh, I'm going to do 4 weeks of lesson planning tomorrow. Well, that could easily, since I don't have a time frame, take me anywhere from 10 to 12 hours, depending how long I'm working. Whereas if you put a time constraint in it, say I need to get 4 weeks worth of lesson planning in 2 to 3 hours, then you're going to get that done in 2 to 3 hours, because however long you give yourself to do things, that's how long it's going to take you. You will find a way to fill the gap. So that's why I recommend setting an amount of time you are going to work. One way to do this that I love using, whether it's in the teaching world or here on The Present Teacher, I like using Pomodoro. Pomodoro, they're like a free timer on YouTube, but essentially it could be anywhere from 45 minutes to 15 minute breaks, 45 minutes working, 15 minute break, and vice versa. It could be 50 minutes working, 10 minute breaks, 55 minutes, 5 minute breaks. You get the idea. But essentially it works on an hour loop. And so you have this amount of time that you're going to work and this amount of time you're supposed to take a break. This really helps with making sure that you're not getting frazzled after the first hour of working. And if you say, I'm only going to work for 3 hours, you can go onto YouTube for free and find a 3-hour Pomodoro to work over winter break. And you know when that third cycle of the Pomodoro timer goes off, you have to be done. So that's why I highly recommend that step 3, you set a limit to how much time you are going to work over winter break. So as a recap, here are the 3 steps you need to do in order to get ahead over winter break. The first one is to pick your goal. Again, I don't recommend any more than 5 because you don't want to be working your entire break. The second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to theme your days. Pick 1 focus for the day. The third step is you're going to want to set a timer or amount of time that you are going to work. If you say that I have as much time as I need today to get it done, it'll take you literally all day. So don't do that. I highly recommend, or I want to invite you to set a time as to how much you're going to be working. Now, step 4, I'm giving you a bit of a bonus one, but step 4 is to reflect on the process and notice what went well and what didn't go well and tweak this as needed. So, and don't forget to schedule a fun time. So after you do your 2 to 3 hours of working, schedule something fun that you get to do, whether it's watching your favorite movie, reading your favorite book, The main focus is you want to enjoy your free time over winter break because this is your time to also relax and feel refreshed for the rest of the year. Schedule time off in your day as well, where you're designating that time to do something you love to enjoy your break. Trust me, I've spent way too many winter breaks working myself to the ground and then regretting it and feeling more frazzled throughout the year because I didn't take the time to rest. That wraps up the four steps you should do in order to get ahead over winter break. As a quick overview, the first step is to set goals. The second one is to theme your days. Step three is to set an allotted time. And bonus step four is to schedule fun time as well and to take a break. That wraps up everything you need to know about getting ahead over winter break. If you want to learn more on how you can continuously get ahead during the work week and during your prep during the week, I want to invite you with your permission to join us inside the Ready, Set, Prep Challenge. It's a 3-day challenge for free on how to continue getting ahead this school year so you can keep up with the work, in fact, get ahead so you can teach with ease and lightness and show up in the moment with your students and not have that guilt for, you know, being at home and not working. As always, remember, we are stronger together, and I will see you in the next one, teacher bestie. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I hope that you were able to take away some value that will help you thrive inside and out of the classroom. It would mean the world to me if you could take 5 seconds right now and leave a review on this podcast. And if you found this podcast especially helpful, make sure to take a screenshot of this episode right now and tag me on your socials to let me know you're listening. As always, remember that we are stronger together with all the love in the world, Helena, aka the President Teacher. See you next time, teacher bestie.